Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So happy that you're with us. Hey, we're on Facebook Live this morning. I keep reminding people of that, but you can go to the Mark Cox Show there on Facebook.
And now Mark's lighting
watch
is good.
The show.
So.
I have improved my lighting, and let's go ahead and get to our guest so I can talk to her about this, please.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Back up, you creep.
So beat the drum with me.
Get away from me.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
Annie Fry of the Annie Fry Show joining us right now. And Annie, good morning to you.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. Fine. You're young and you're lovely, and we love watching you on the Facebook Live that you do every day on
Sounds
your show.
Like a really big butt coming up here. I don't know.
I, however, am not young and lovely anymore. And I was noticing on this camera here that it, you know, in the you know, it's darker in here in the mornings, and there's just not as much light. And I'm thinking, my
we
hair
just look better in the
my
dark.
My hair looks really gray, and I look so bad on this camera. So I found this globe light in here. I think maybe Glover might have had it in here. And I've set it up next to my computer to give me some of that low-level kind of Dan Rather lighting, the way they used to light him on CBS News to hide the bags as he started getting a little long in the tooth. And I'm getting good reaction from it this morning. What do you think?
Sounds great. I have not thought
that. Okay. That's all right.
I'm sure with you.
I'm sure we tilt the lights up in the ceiling a little bit to properly light the studio.
Sure,
but,
sure.
You know, that is Dave's light, and I'm sure he would be very, very happy to share it with you.
I will be sure and put it back when I'm done. But I've set it up for today, and I'm getting good reaction from Facebook. So I just wanted to let you know, if you come in here at some point and I've forgotten to move it, you'll know why it was sitting there. How about that?
Nope, that sounds fantastic.
Good.
I'll give it a shot today.
Good, yeah. So, you know, I noticed somebody absent from TV yesterday. I don't know why, because for the first 24 hours he got out of prison, Rod Blagojevich was on every TV screen I looked at. And now suddenly he's gone silent. I wonder what's going on. Are you worried about him?
I am not worried about Rod Blagojevich. I am worried about his wife, man. She's real handsy. She, like, is physically maneuvering him through, like, he came out and did his little, it's like his first campaign speech. I don't know what he's running for, but he seems to be he seems to have thought about that moment quite a bit over the last 8 years. And his delivery was uncomfortably poetic. But his face was bleeding because he had never shaved with a regular razor for 8 years. And I'm like, well, maybe they don't shave right before you go on TV. Like, maybe shave, you know, you just got out of prison. That's okay. You need to clean up. That's fine. Maybe don't shave, like, in the 5 minutes before you're going to go in front of national cameras. But, you know, the Shawshank Redemption return of Rod Blagojevich, I think he's failing to note that his sentence was commuted. He was not pardoned. He did do something wrong. He's done a lot of things wrong. He is just a shining example of the scum of corruption that comes out of Chicago. And he served his time. I think that if he would have spent 14 years in prison, I would not have thought about him until the 14 years and first day when he got out and cameras were around him then. But I do understand that if he served 8 years in federal prison, that is some hard time. And I, along with the rest of Illinois, really probably want him to see the full 18. That's the maximum sentence I think he could have gotten, or 14. I think we all wanted to see him serve that. But mostly, on behalf of all Illinois corruption. There's so much, and we're so sick and tired of it. It's disgusting. It makes it impossible for common sense to win in Illinois, and specifically in Southern Illinois. We just get the ooze and the drip of corruption out of Chicago. It passes through Springfield, and then it trickles down our way in just rampant stupidity on a regular basis. So you kind of want to see Rod Blagojevich suffer for all of that. But we're also seeing more subpoenas for some Mike Madigan affiliates right now. That was news yesterday. The Chicago Sun-Times reporting on that yesterday, that they're still getting closer and closer to Mike Madigan, where I think it all emanates from. So if Rod Blagojevich gets to serve 6 less years, and we get to see some more corruption finally getting rooted out and them having to pay the price, then all right, fine. If Trump sees something there, I guess I'll trust him. But I don't care about Rod Blagojevich at all.
I'm glad you brought up I don't have any admiration or any of that for Blagojevich. I think it was disgusting what he did, just like you do. I think 8 years was probably, to make the president's point, a long enough, given what actually transpired there. But I always think it's good to remember who Rod Blagojevich was talking to when all of that went down. Let me play this for you real quick here.
That's another fucking thing that's so galling. No one will love Tony longer than me. Okay, so, but what if, and I'm telling you, this could happen, because I know how Madigan is. He says, I'll give you health care, I'll give you a capital bill. Okay, I'll balance what works with you to balance the budget the way you want to do it. I raise taxes on people. And you make Lisa the senator. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That puts me in a moral dilemma.
That was J.B. Pritzker and Rod Blagojevich when they were being, surveilled by the FBI when they were investigating. And now this guy's governor of your state. J.B. Pritzker's the governor.
I completely changed my mind, put him back in jail for 10 years. Everything I just said, you just forget about that, and you can put him back in jail and, you know, throw away the key. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I just think it's just amazing that now the guy who is governor was involved in all of that, although not implicated.
You think that's the only conversation that Blagojevich and J.B. Pritzker had? That's the one of the ones that the FBI caught. I don't know what else the FBI has, but you think that's the only thing that Rod Blagojevich knows about J.B. Pritzker? You think that's the only thing that Rod Blagojevich knows about Mike Madigan? And he's a Trumpocrat now. I think if Trump says dance, I think Blagojevich does a jig. And I'm interested to see if this goes somewhere. If it doesn't go anywhere, I'm going to be pretty miffed about that because, I talk to Illinoisans every day. I am one. I live in the state. I love this state. This state is worth saving. And the people who I talk to in Illinois and the people who I talk to who are in Missouri who used to be in Illinois or who have family who are in Illinois want to see this state succeed. And there is so much good that is here, and they're so sick and tired of that kind of nonsense. So if there's some good to come out of here and then the president sees that, there are a lot of common sense Democrats who live in the state of Illinois who are paying taxes just like all of the Republicans. And so I'm hoping that in November, the progressive income tax, the governor, the one that we have right now that wasn't in jail, J.B. Pritzker, yet, he just gave his budget address earlier this week. And he calls it the fair tax. It's also the progressive income tax. They are one and the same. People need to understand they're the same thing. He's already budgeted to spend all the money that he's going to milk out of this progressive income tax that he says that the people of Illinois need to vote yes for in November. If you want to hand over right now, there's a flat income tax in the state of Illinois. That means if the state legislature wants to raise taxes on the wealthy, they have to raise it on everybody. That means if they want to raise taxes on everybody, that the poor are going, the lower income individuals are going to have taxes raised on them as well. They want to establish a progressive income tax. J.B. Pritzker has proposed 6 tax brackets where, like, the top 3%, he says the people like him, because he's the heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune. People like him are going to pay their fair share. Well, people like J.B. Pritzker also take toilets out of their houses to make sure they can sidestep property taxes. You think he's not going to figure out ways to move his money around so he doesn't have to pay these? People are going to move their money around, or they're going to move their homes and their businesses.
Right. Right.
Out of the state. And when J.B. Pritzker says that's the way it's going to be, please, everybody understand, that is just his proposal. If you vote yes on the fair tax in November or the progressive income tax, if you vote yes and they change the Constitution so that we are no longer a flat tax state, that means the legislature gets to set the income brackets. They get to decide who pays what amount of taxes. And if the legislature passes something that's far more aggressive and raises taxes on far more people than J.B. Pritzker suggested when he was trying to squeeze a yes vote out of the Illinois taxpayers, guess what? That's the way it is, and that's the way it will stay. You have to understand that the flat tax in the state of Illinois is the last hope for Illinois taxpayers to keep what they have earned protected. It has to be a no vote in November, and J.B. Pritzker is a snake in the grass when it comes to this, trying to tell everybody it's a fair tax. Fair for what? He says if you don't vote yes, he's going to cut spending for schools. Like, that's the only place in this Illinois budget he can find a dollar to save. Give me a break.
No, it's amazing. No, it's like it would be like giving up your cloaking device. You don't ever want to do that. I mean, if you've got one of those, you want to keep it. That's the only protection you have as an Illinois taxpayer. The only tax they can't touch right now without touching it for everybody is your income tax. So you've got to maintain that. I'm so glad you pointed that out. Annie, before I run out of time, you and I didn't really get a chance to discuss the debate the other night. I thought it was interesting to hear Bloomberg's reaction afterwards. Go to cut four for us, please.
Look, the real winner in the debate last night was Donald Trump. Because I worry that we may very well be on the way to nominating somebody who cannot win in November. And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error.
I think the winner is Donald Trump.
Here's the thing about it, Mike Bloomberg, in my opinion. If you can't stand on a debate stage and beat Elizabeth Warren, who the other candidates have been routinely defeating, why do you think you can stand on a debate stage and defeat Donald Trump?
It's a dumpster fire. I mean, the whole thing is just it. The whole Democratic debate was the most entertaining thing for me to watch. And that's because I'm not a Democrat and I don't hate Democrats. I don't, you know, I know and love a lot of people who think politically very different than me. And it's a sad state of affairs. I've got people texting me who are on the left and they're like, I think I have to go for this person. One of my good friends texted me just last night and said, I think I have to support Bloomberg. And I said, I think you do, too, because the rest of them are nuts. I mean, Mike Bloomberg's the only person who's not promising to just completely turn this country inside out if they were to become the president. And there's no way that he's going to beat Donald Trump. Donald Trump would make dinner out of Mike Bloomberg. And the thought of watching Donald Trump take on any of those people who is on the stage, I mean, there's a part where it's entertaining, and then there's a part where I already feel sorry for Joe Biden. If Joe Biden were to just, like, slowly back off the stage, whatever stage he's on right now, if he were to just slowly leave, I don't think any. I think we'd all have, like, a gentleman's agreement to just be like, you done well, Joe Biden, and move along. You know, thank you for your service to your country. The rest of them, they don't have a solid message. The only message is orange man bad. And you know what? Yeah, we get that. You don't like the president. We understand that. But they're not presenting the American people any viable reason to support them. And it shows. And Mike Bloomberg, if he is the guy who takes it away from Bernie Sanders, the Sanders people are going to melt down.
They are. Can you imagine what this election cycle, and you and I were in the studio over at the old MS building there at Union Station in November of 2016, the night of the election, and none of us could believe what we saw happening with, and we were all up till 2 a.m. that morning watching this happen. Can you imagine what a bigger deal this is going to be if you've got a stated socialist as the head of the Democratic Party running against Donald Trump? This country will have never experienced a race like we're about to witness.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I said yesterday, I can't imagine a scenario in my mind where with the folks that we have right now up against Donald Trump, that Donald Trump doesn't have a bigger victory in November. But let's go back to 2016, and you know, I'll think about that very night. I hadn't come to the vocal conclusion there was no way Trump could win, but every state that ticked off that went red, I couldn't believe it. It was a shock. And then imagine being in the Hillary camp when that was happening. Right. You know, I don't want to put myself on the other side and have to deal with what a lot of those Hillary supporters, just the shock mm-hmm. that they're still trying to get over now, even Hillary herself, that they did not win that night. And there's going to be so much at stake. The parties are going to be so far apart if it's a Sanders-Trump campaign. It's going to be really something. So that's why I say, if you're a Republican and you're a Trump supporter and you haven't felt comfortable telling somebody about that now, try to figure out a way to stand up for the morals, the values that you have, but also the policies, and make the tent bigger now, because you can't take it for granted. We don't want a big surprise like that in November.
Yeah, very true, Annie. Listen, always appreciate your time, and we'll be looking forward to the Annie Fry Shaded show today at noon to 3.
I'm going to tune in and look at that lighting on Facebook right now.
Please do. Tell me what you think. I appreciate it. All right. Have a good Friday morning.
Mark, you're beautiful.
You bet. Thank you. Be sure, of course, Annie streams her show live on Facebook as well every day. So go to the Annie Fry Show on Facebook. Give it a like.
Get more at 971talk.com.